Part 1. The Teachings. Chapter 1. My notes on my first session with Don Juan are dated June 23, 1961. That was the occasion when the teachings began. I had seen him several times previously, in the capacity of an observer only. At every opportunity, I had asked him to teach me about peyote. He ignored my request every time, but he never completely dismissed the subject, and I interpreted his hesitancy as a possibility that he might be inclined to talk about his knowledge with more coaxing. In this particular session, he made it obvious to me that he might consider my request, provided I possessed clarity of mind and purpose in reference to what I had asked him. It was impossible for me to fulfill such a condition, for I had asked him to teach me about peyote only as a means of establishing a link of communication with him. I thought his familiarity with the subject might predispose him to be more open and willing to talk, thus allowing me an entrance into his knowledge on the properties of plants. He had interpreted my request literally, however, and was concerned about my purpose in wishing to learn about peyote. Friday, June 23rd, 1961. Would you teach me about peyote, Don Juan?
Why would you like to undertake such learning?
I really would like to know about it. Is not just to want to know a good reason?
No. You must search in your heart and find out why a young man like you wants to undertake such a task of learning.
Why did you learn about it yourself, Don Juan?
Why do you ask that?
Maybe we both have the same reasons.
I doubt that. I am an Indian. We don't have the same paths.
The only reason I have is that I want to learn about it, just to know. But I assure you, Don Juan, my intentions are not bad.
I believe you. I've smoked you.
I beg your pardon?
It doesn't matter now. I know your intentions.
Do you mean you saw through me?
You could put it that way.
Will you teach me then?
No.
Is it because I'm not an...